As you'll probably agree, Irish culture by and large has no problem communicating. Unfortunately, slagging each other doesn't always build each other up. So we need to examine something that might be a foreign concept to many people, but might just be a saving grace in your marriage and relationships. Words of affirmation. This is family.ie. And today Stephen Cardy is talking with Dr. Gary Chapman about his best-selling book, The Five Love Languages. Stephen continues the discussion with Gary now to explore the first of those languages.
Can I ask you maybe if there's some examples in my case and in Margaret's case and in yours, words of affirmation is a primary language. And in a sense, the Irish psyche is not very affirming and that isn't our normal way of communicating. But for me, having that particular language was very powerful as a motivator to get me to do things that I might not otherwise have done. Yeah. Isn't that true?
I think it is true. I think if words of affirmation is your spouse's love language, then when you give them positive words, you affirm them, you see in them, and you communicate to them these positive traits that you see in them, it makes them want to be better. It pushes them to aspire to those things. But when you give them critical words, you know, there's something inside of them that wants to stay away from you,
yes,
wants to withdraw from you, because that hurts. Critical words hurt very deeply the person for whom words of affirmation is their love language. So I think the whole thing of, you know, you can kill someone or give them life. The book of Proverbs says that.
Yes.
The power of life is in the tongue.
Yes.
You know, sometimes, Stephen, I meet people, like a lady who said to me, she said, Dr. Chapman, I know it would be good if I could give my husband some positive words. She said, but to be honest with you, I can't think of anything good to say about the man. And I said to her, well, does he ever take a shower? And she said, yes. I said, how often? She said, every day. I said, if I were you, I'd start there. I mean, there are men who don't.
You know?
There's always something good you can find about your spouse.
Yes.
Never met a man or woman you couldn't find something good to say. And when you give them a positive word, something you admire, something you appreciate about them, it motivates them to be better. So it is powerful.
Mm. And I mean, I can see, and you and I can both witness to the fact that a husband or a wife who speaks well towards their spouse has such a profound impact on the sense of well-being of that individual, even if words of affirmation isn't their primary love language, because the power of affirmation is just so potent, isn't it?
Some people say to me, I found out that my spouse's language is words of affirmation, and they say, words are hard for me. It's not natural for me just to say, you look nice today, or thank you for that, because they didn't get those words coming up. You know, everyone appreciates positive words. You know, you tell me something you see good in me, and I walk away and I feel better. You know, somebody saw something in me that was worthwhile. So, you know, I think if we understand the power of words, and that no matter whether it's their love language or not their love language, everybody appreciates positive words.
Can we talk about the issue of quality time and the importance of presence, as you put it in your book, and being there for the person and how important that is?
For some people, this is what it means to love, is you give them your undivided attention. If I sit down with a person whose love language is quality time, and I give them 20 minutes looking, listening, interacting with them, I have given them 20 minutes of my life, and they have done the same for me. And for them, it's a powerful communicator that I care about them, that I'm interested in them, and in a marriage, that I love them. And if quality time is your spouse's love language, but you don't give them any quality time, you just talk to them as you walk in and out of the room, and there's no time in which you give them undivided attention, they will not feel loved. And you will wonder, why don't they feel loved? What's wrong? You know, everything's going well. We got plenty of money. Everything's fine. Yes, but they don't feel loved because you're not speaking their language. You're not giving them quality time. You know, to say to your wife or your husband, it seems to me that you're saying you feel really disappointed that I did not do whatever. And they say, well, that's part of it. And now they explain the rest of it. And you say, well, okay, I think I'm getting it. Now, what is it about that would make you feel disappointed? So you're trying to understand what they're saying, what they're thinking, but also what they're feeling. And then you can have an intelligent response. And then you can say, you know, I think I hear what you're saying. And it makes a lot of sense. I think I can see how you would feel that way. How could I have done that differently? Or how might I do that differently in the future? Now you're going to make progress.
And you certainly won't open up, if you like, the sense of being loved by that spouse or child or friend even, if you don't afford them the time to do that real listening, will you?
Yeah. If you don't listen, as a matter of fact, I think the book of Proverbs says something like this. If you answer before you hear the question, you are very foolish. And many of us do that.
Yeah.
A person makes one statement and we give them an answer thinking that we know what they've said. And really, we didn't get it. But if you ask them, are you asking me to do that? And they say, no, that's not what I'm asking. What I'm asking is, okay. And then you find out for sure what they're asking. Then you can have an intelligent response. If you don't listen, you just say what you think. You're responding to what you think they said, but not really what they meant to say.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the Alpha Marriage course.
Yes.
That's run by Nikki and Scylla Lee. And in their DVD on one of the sessions that they do, they say, well, one of us has the towel or whatever it is that allows us, gives us the permission to talk. And only when I hand you the towel,
yes,
are you allowed to talk back.
Yes. Taking turns. Yeah. Taking turns talking, especially if there's heat, if there's anger, if there's, you know, frustration, taking turns talking can keep the temperature down so that you get to the issues.
One of the languages for me that is almost irrelevant, and fortunately for me, is almost irrelevant for my wife as well, is the issue of receiving gifts.
Yes.
So it doesn't play a big part in our life, but for somebody who the giving and receiving of gifts, particularly the receiving of gifts, is important, tell us why that's important for them.
For some wives, gifts are not important. You know, that's true for my wife. It's probably number five for her. And when I first got married, I just thought, you know, a man should get his wife gifts. So every birthday and every anniversary, I would go out and buy her a gift. And she would almost always return it to the store and get something else.
Mm-hmm.
And so one day I said, honey, why don't I just give you the money and you go buy what you want? And it works better for her because the gift is not really what makes her feel loved anyway. But if it is their primary language, then you have to learn how to give gifts. But you can learn. One man said to me, Dr. Chapman, I don't know how to buy gifts for a woman. What am I supposed to do? I said, well, if that is her language, you better get some help. Talk to her sister. Ask her sister what she thinks she would enjoy. Or maybe get the sister to go buy the gift. She would love to spend your money, you know, and let her buy the gift, and then you give it to your wife. That's the good thing about any of these languages. You can learn how to buy gifts.
You're listening to Family.ie. Our own Steve Accardi is chatting with Dr. Gary Chapman about his best-selling book, The Five Love Languages. By the way, if you'd like more information on the book, copies of this audio series, and more resources to help you in your family and relationships, we invite you to stop by our website, family.ie. And there you'll find helpful resources including encouragement for single parents, this week's marriage tip, 10 tips for getting out of debt, along with how to drug-proof your kids training program. Because if you don't talk to your kids about the harmful effects of drug and alcohol abuse, who will? Again, find out more about the How to Drug Proof Your Kids training program at www.family.ie. And while you're there, make sure you see how you can also follow us on both Twitter and Facebook. Well, so far on the program, as we've just heard, words of affirmation, quality time, and gifts are the first three of those five love languages. So that leaves acts of service and physical touch. After this quick break, Stephen and Gary will talk more in depth about each of those. So keep it tuned right here for more Family.ie.